This is Dale Connolly reporting an enhanced reality program. When is enough of a good thing too much? Bud Buck has a startling report about a woman who found herself sitting helplessly in front of her radio, compelled to obey the people inside.
I know that some people hear voices in their heads. I'm not that creative, I guess. So I've substituted the voices on the radio.
Lucy Ferber is an accountant, a wife, a mother, a public radio fan, and a victim of LLS, literal listening syndrome.
Yeah, she called maybe 150 times a day during the membership drive. Yeah, everybody knows about it. We just say, hi, Lucy. We chat a bit, and then we hang up. And within minutes, she's back.
Literal listening syndrome is a rare malady that leaves its sufferers helpless to resist when they are told to do something by a voice on the radio.
They keep saying, call this number, so I call.
But you already renewed your membership?
Yeah, it took about 90 seconds. And then the people on the radio said, add to your membership, so of course I called back and did that. Then they said, buy a gift membership for a friend or relative, so I called back and did that. It's true what they say. You do feel good about calling. And then they gave out the number again and said, call now. So I did, and it still felt good.
You know that you don't have to keep calling back.
But I feel like I need to.
Lucy's case is typical LLS in the details of how it affects her and how she handles it, says Dr. Andrew Mary.
A lot of doctors actually prescribe public radio for their literal listening patients because, well, you can imagine what would happen if they were allowed to tune up and down the commercial part of the dial. The advertisements alone would overload them with things to do and buy. And the song lyrics, if listeners literally did all the things the songs tell them to do, well, it would be a battlefield or a bacchanal.
Public radio does have its share of imperatives.
Well, yes. Mostly, though, it's tune in or stay tuned, which is harmless. It's doable. But a couple of times a year, we do run into this membership thing.
The membership thing can quickly become a problem for literal listening syndrome sufferers.
And in these cupboards over here, I have about half of my mugs. Coffee mugs, tea mugs, 420 the last time I counted.
Boy, they look like genuine porcelain.
Yes. And in the basement, I have steamer trunks packed full of T-shirts, famous composers, Chopin, Mozart, Carl Ditter, von Dittersdorf, Cecile Chaminade, NPR, 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 NPR.
Ashley Tiffany, a public radio membership coordinator, says it's very hard to adjust for audience members who have LLS.
We try not to say things that sound like commands, such as don't touch that dial or stay glued to your radio.
Glue could be a very bad thing.
Yeah, especially in a car.
Ooh, yeah.
One listener's family called and asked us to issue a retraction to say, go ahead and touch the dial so their father, who has literal listener syndrome, could feel free, you know, to turn the radio off at night. And we did it. But ultimately, every public radio pledge drive relies heavily on the assumption that the listener has two things. One, rational judgment, and two, free will.
What about money?
Okay, three things.
Ultimately, every person is responsible for their reaction to all sorts of broadcast appeals. But for sufferers struggling with literal listener syndrome, resistance is, if not futile, at least highly frustrating. Is the solution to impose a radio quarantine? Issue personal jamming devices? Establish a separate channel for LLS patients? Or might we just successfully ignore it and hope the problem goes away? Time will tell. This is Bud Buck.